This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
What state was our capital city in after St. Patrick's Day? Because we came in this morning to some messages like this one from one particular listener who says, to say it's absolutely terrible to see how filthy Dublin City was this morning. The listener goes on to say that no council crews from the local authority were out and about. We want to hear your verdict though. What state was your town or city in after the St. Patrick's Day weekend? Eugene is with me on the line today in Dublin. I believe you cycled into work, Eugene, this morning. What did you see?
To be honest, I was kind of surprised. It was no dirtier than normal. Not to say that it was particularly clean, but it wasn't apocalyptic as you would have expected.
So not wasn't that bad then, was it not?
No, it was probably standard. I would have said the route that I come can be pretty messy. But down Gardner Street is always trouble trying to avoid glass in the cycle lane, but. I don't think it was any particular worse than it would have been, but having said that, it's also not part of the main area that people would have been hanging around.
So the area that you're talking about is actually away from the festivities altogether, really?
Yeah, well, I'd come up in around George's Dock and place like that, so, you know, it's not where the majority of people would be hanging around and partying, but it can be quite messy anyway. So the problem is, did I notice it being any worse? I don't think so, because it's always pretty messy.
Yeah, and how bad is it day to day then? I mean, like, look, I have some sympathy for you know, local authority workers after a weekend like a St. Patrick's Day. It's one day in the year. Yes, there's droves of people. I was in town on Monday afternoon. There was huge crowds out and about. People are enjoying themselves and all that comes with that. There's a boost to businesses. So I do sympathise. I mean, yes, the place is going to be in a state. When I came in this morning, I didn't think it was actually that bad, to be honest, given that it was only, whatever, 8:30 or 8:15 in the morning. But how bad is it typically, Eugene?
It's usually pretty messy. If you go by Mountjoy Square and places like that, I think a lot of the times it's bags of rubbish being left out and seagulls and cats and foxes ripping it apart. But it can be very, very messy along there. And then as you get into town, it's more, you know, broken bottles and glasses left from around pubs and things like that, that just don't get cleaned up. And, you know, I'd be cycling the same route every day and avoiding the same piece of glass for the entire week. It just seems to sit there for a long time without getting cleaned up.
Do you think the county council workers should be out and about in all of the, not just the main thoroughfares then?
Yeah, well, it's kind of needed. It's a big city, there's lots of people hanging around, and I know things are after getting a bit harder with the return seems to have made things worse. They do good work, but it's obviously not enough.
Martin Greer is with us. Martin is from, of course, the owner of Jewellers in Dublin City Centre as well. Martin, what did you experience this morning, good or bad?
Good, all good. Down on my drive in and then into the city centre and along here in Mary Street, all is well. And overall, I think that it was fantastic the way the parade was managed. Really, really, really good. And the city is not too bad. It's no worse than normal, and I'm sure that they were out power washing as well late last night that people don't get to see.
So and typically, like, Martin, after a big event or a bank holiday weekend, like is it your view that the council workers, they are out, the place is, you know, as clean, I suppose, as can be expected?
I'd say there was overtime and they did a fantastic job. Yes, overall, yeah
which is good to
here.
Say, isn't it?
Yes, I'm really happy, and for so many people, and when you have drink involved and it went off peacefully, is amazing.
Yeah. What about the bins? Because that was one of the points that was made by some of our listeners this morning who'd got in touch with us overnight. You know, you had bins, that bins are there, but they're overflowing, and their point being there's just not enough of them.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a few extra ones here and there, and maybe they made sure that the existing ones were empty before the festivities kicked off.
Like, there's an interesting text from a listener here, Martin, who makes the point today to say, you know, actually this morning after St. Patrick's Day was pretty good. The place was actually quite clean. But often on a Sunday morning, you're stepping out onto vomit in parts of the Dublin 9 area. It's a total disgrace. Yes. There seems to be a better effort made after the likes of a bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure they put their extra resources in and did a bit of overtime and got the guys out in the late night, probably boosted up the team.
Yeah. Mary Harkin is with us. Mary is from Rory's Fishing Tackle in Temple Bar. What did you experience this morning, Mary?
I have to say they did a great job. I was surprised. I was in at 9:30 this morning and the place was very clean. Apparently, I was talking to one of the lads there afterwards and he was saying they were in at 4:00 this morning cleaning the streets. And I mean, there's a few cigarette butts there that you normally see anyway, which is not ideal. But in fairness, no, they did a great job compared to previous, like our other years after big events, that the town would be a mess. No, I have to say they did a good job. And even just driving in today as well, they did an excellent job.
So obviously there's been some learnings then from previous years or previous bank holidays.
And I think then there's the Temple Bar Company as well, and they've been out power washing the streets there all morning as well, very outside the property. So all in all, yeah, I mean, there is some debris. You're always going to have a bit of that. But in general, no, you wouldn't have known there was parade here yesterday at all. Given the volume of people that were through the town, they've done a very good job.
Yeah. And like that, you know, it's one day in the year, isn't it? Yeah, there has to be you know.
So, I think fair play to lads. A big, you know, I think they've done a very good job. Unfortunately, there is. I appreciate there is other parts of the city that didn't get been neglected so far as. But for tourists coming into Temple Bar, the place looks clean today.
And what's it like most weekends, you know, or most Monday mornings for you, Mary, and where you're based in Temple Bar after any given weekend?
I think in general, the county council, they've improved a lot, and they've obviously learned from past experience. So usually it is quite clean. You're always going to get people that are litter anyway, which is very unfortunate. But no, the guys are going around regularly, see them every day, and they have the carts and they're emptying the bins. So no, the place is a lot cleaner than it had been like in other years. But no, so we won't complain. I think they've done a good job. For once, the city council, we can say they've done a good job.
Look, it's isn't it great to have positive praise as well? You know, and that it's not all moaning and complaining. This texter, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, got in touch to say, I was walking to work earlier this morning in town. I saw a lot of mess around the streets, plenty of broken glass scattered along the roads, particularly directly outside the pubs, as well as vomit that was yet to be cleaned up. Very unhygienic and also a safety hazard too, says this listener. Now, they don't say what time they were in at this morning. Another listener has got in touch to say, I was working until 4 a.m. last night. The council workers were around the city cleaning when I was heading home. They did a great job. And may I also add, the buzz around the city was brilliant too. So many people having a great day all right through to 4 o'clock in the morning. So let's put all of this into perspective. There is a texter too, Eugene, getting in touch with us today to talk about our civic pride, and makes the point that they don't believe Irish people have much. Do you agree with that?
I probably would to a certain extent. When I was young, you wouldn't put something on the ground, you wouldn't drop litter. If the bins were full, you'd carry it home. But you don't see that anymore. You just see people dropping stuff left, right and centre. And like you say, is it a lack of pride or is it just a social thing? I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? Because we've never talked about litter and litter management as much as we do nowadays.
I don't know. I probably would have just got a clip around the back of the ear if I dropped something on the ground when I was young. But obviously that doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, it was just something that you wouldn't do. And nowadays, it's not even thought about. It's someone else's problem.
There's just a feeling that somebody else will come along and pick it up after you.
Yeah.
What about you, Martin? Do you think we've lost our civic pride? Is Martin there? Can you hear me okay, Martin? We'll try maybe and reconnect with Martin. Mary, you're still on the line. The same question to you. Do you think we have much civic pride?
I think we do, but obviously there's always going to be people that don't. But I think the vast majority of people will use bins, but there is always going to be one or two that unfortunately just think it's their God-given right to throw stuff on the street, which is not really acceptable, but you're always going to have that. But in general, I think we do, yes.
If you think it's there, which is good to hear.
Yeah.
Listeners, as I walked into work at around 7 o'clock this morning, from my walk at Patrick Park towards Stephen's Green, I saw lots of broken glass, takeaway boxes, food spilled on the footpath as well. It wasn't the worst I've ever seen, but I thought that it should have definitely been cleaned up by 7 o'clock in the morning for other people going to work. And this listener makes the point, I was at the parade in Sydney, Australia. The bins were emptied continuously. Wouldn't happen here in Ireland. Just leaving it until the next day. Why don't we just continuously have the bins emptied all day round rather than actually waiting for them to be overfilled? People dump their stuff beside them and come and collect them the following morning. Email, as always, if you want to get in touch, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, though, Eugene, Martin Gear there from the Jewellers, and Mary Harkin from Rory's Fishing Tackle and Temple Bar in Dublin City Centre. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.